In his second term, Governor Deal wants to look at amending the grade school funding formula. It's one of several policy issues Deal hopes to discuss with the Education Advisory Board, says his Deputy Chief of Staff, Aaron Hames.
Reading on grade level will continue to be a focus. We also would like to see the K-12 funding formula amended.
The state's current funding formula has been around for decades, but it's never been fully funded, and that's a problem, says Claire Suggs.
You don't get to excellence by starving your schools.
Suggs is the senior education analyst at the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. She says previous efforts to reform school funding haven't been successful.
They have looked at the formula in the past, and they've set up several different task forces to do so. And each one of those task forces has not, in fact, led to a change in the funding formula, basically because they have not wanted to put additional dollars into it.
Cobb County Interim Superintendent Chris Ragsdale is one of the new members of the Education Advisory Board. He says he's also concerned about money for schools.
These past economic times have proven that significant cuts had to be made to education at school districts that had negative consequences. You know, when you have to lay off teachers and take furlough days, that means students are not having a full 180-day academic year.
But Ragsdale says he's optimistic.
Hopefully these things can be discussed and debated, and we can come out with a productive solution that's going to benefit everyone.
The board will have its first meeting at the beginning of January. For WABE News, I'm Candace Wheeler.